If you can start the recording, we'll go ahead and start.
All right, ready whenever you are.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Tucson Pima County Historical Commission meeting of Wednesday, February 11th, 2026. Called to order at 12:03 p.m. Could we go ahead and have roll call, please, Carla?
Sure, of course. Alice and Doggy? Andrew Christopher?
Here.
Blake Houghton?
Here.
Carlos Lozano?
Here.
Courtney Marks?
Here.
Gary Miner?
Here.
Helen Erickson?
Here.
JJ Lamb?
JJ, you're on mute.
There we go. Sorry, I was trying to unmute the ones I was here.
Joel Ireland? Ken Scoville?
Present.
Kathy Kubish?
Here.
Rhonda Kendricks-Moniz?
Here.
Perfect. Savannah McDonald?
Here.
Terry Majewski?
Here.
Tim Haggard? Maro Trejo?
Present.
Are we missing anyone?
14. I have 14.
Yes, Jessica Bassi is here.
Yes, I called your name, Jessica. Thank you.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14. Okay, you've got 14, and then we'll watch for any of the others to join. So thank you very much. Okay, item 2 is land acknowledgement. Commissioner Lozano, could you lead us in that, please?
Sure. Thanks, Terry. On behalf of the residents of the City of Tucson, the City of South Tucson, and Pima County, we honor the tribal nations who have served as caretakers of this land from time immemorial and respectfully acknowledge the ancestral homelands of the Dahana Autumn Nation and the multi-millennial presence of the Pascua-Yaqui tribe within Pima County. Consistent with the TPCHC's commitment to diversity and inclusion, we strive toward building equal partner relationships with Arizona's tribal nations.
Thank you, Carlos.
Sure.
item 3 is approval of the TPCHC minutes from the meeting of January 14th, 2026. Could I have a motion to approve as submitted, please?
So moved.
Is that Blake?
Andrew.
Andrew, sorry. Okay, and who will second?
This is Blake.
I'll second.
Okay, we got Blake first. Sorry, he snuck in there. Okay, it's been moved by Andrew Christopher and seconded by Blake Houghton to approve those minutes as submitted. Could I have roll call, please?
Sure. Andrew Christopher?
Aye.
Blake Houghton?
Aye.
Carlos Lozano?
Aye.
Courtney Marks?
Aye.
Gary Miner?
Aye.
Helen Erickson?
Helen, you're on mute. Helen?
I can call her back right now. JJ Lamb?
Here. I mean, yes. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Jessica Bassi?
Yes. Aye.
Let's see. Ken Scoville?
Yes.
Kathy Kubish?
Aye.
Rhonda Kendricks-Moniz?
Yes.
Savannah McDonald?
Aye.
Terry Majewski?
Aye.
Tim Haggard?
Aye.
Maro Trejo?
Aye.
Helen Erickson?
You know what? Does it look like Helen is off? I think she got bumped. Wait.
It looked like she froze, and then I think she went off to come back on.
Yeah, I think she'll be back. Tim, what time did you join? I think it was probably about 12:06, something like that.
That's what I not jotted down.
Okay, let's just go with that. We'll just say that Helen lost connection And then so
it would be 14. Without Hella, it would be 15.
Okay. Let's see if Helen's back. Let's just watch for her to get back on.
Okay.
Because she sometimes has trouble on Teams. There she is. You're back, Helen?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, so we just, should we count her for that I or no?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so we should, so 15 to 0.
Do you vote I on those, the minutes from last month?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we're good on that. Thank you. All right. Item 4 is chairperson summary of current events. I just have one thing to mention. Ken Carrolls, who is the in charge of the Southern Arizona Transportation Museum or affiliated with it, has been in touch with me about the daughter of a previous mayor of Tucson, Happy Houston, years ago in the 50s, right? His daughter, who was in her 90s, wondered what happened to the plaque that was commemorating him that was, I believe, in the council chambers, and then something happened and it was removed. So I recommended to Ken that he talk to Desiree, and I think they're talking about if someone can look and see where that could be, because things sometimes go missing, and she's very concerned that that be found and rehung somewhere. So that's really not, it wasn't a comment from the public. It was like I'd been in touch with Ken about it and then put him in touch with Desiree. So just so you know about that. Item 5 is recently posted subcommittee LAR/minutes. The link there will show you what LARs have been posted in minutes and things like that. And I'm in the process of getting many LARs translated into minutes and posted. So things, once an LAR is posted and then it goes into minutes, does it go away from the LAR area? Carla?
No.
No, it doesn't. So
no.
You'll have an LAR for a meeting and then the minutes, and they're essentially the same with just a tiny bit of wording. And at the bottom of the LAR, it says that
yes,
it was approved. So, okay. So that's done. Let's see. All right. So then item 6 is removal appointments to commission subcommittees, working groups, etc. Now, I have one item that we need to take care of, and Carla, Julie Rigoli was removed, well, she was replaced by Commissioner Moniz, right, from that ward office.
Yes.
So, Julie was on the Historic Landscapes Subcommittee. Do we need to remove her? And add someone new? I mean, can we do that in a motion just to keep track of things, even though
yes,
she's no longer on the commission? Okay. So then I would entertain a motion, and I've been in touch with the chair of the subcommittee, Commissioner Erickson. Entertain a motion to remove Julie Rigoli from the Historic Landscape Subcommittee and add Commissioner Bassey.
So moved. This is Helen.
Okay.
This is Blake. I'll second.
Okay, so Helen has moved that and Blake has seconded it. So any discussion of that motion? Okay, if not, please call the roll call vote, please.
Okay. Andrew Christopher?
Aye.
Blake Houghton?
Aye.
Carlos Lozano?
Aye.
Courtney Marks?
Aye.
Gary Miner?
Aye.
Helen Erickson?
Aye.
JJ Lamb?
Aye.
Jessica Bassey?
Aye.
Ken Scoville?
Yes.
Kathy Kubisch?
Aye.
Maro Trejo?
Aye.
Rhonda Kendricks-Moniz?
Yes.
Savannah McDonald?
Aye.
Terry Majewski?
Aye.
Tim Hagyard?
Aye.
Perfect. Motion passes 15 to 0.
Great. Thank you. And I believe that that is the only appointment motion that we need for this meeting, unless I'm missing something. So, okay, we'll start then with item 7, which is reports from City of Tucson, Pima County, and City of South Tucson staff. 7A is City of Tucson Historic Preservation Office, and we have Desiree Arando.
Thank you. A few updates. During our next commission meeting, we will have a presentation from the project team that worked on the African American Historic Resources Survey. Excited to bring that to you next month. This morning, I had a really great site visit organized by Commissioner Scovel at the Hacienda Hotel on Miracle Mile. That hotel was recently purchased by new owners that are looking to rehabilitate the building. Buildings there. So the meeting went well. It's still very early in the process, but it was, you know, kind of an informal conversation. But glad that they're engaging, you know, with us at this early stage. We also received plans for the two replica signs that will be installed at the Milagro at Oracle project, speaking of Miracle Mile. So those were part of the mitigation for the Section 106 work done there. And those signs were for the old De Anza Hotel and the Dawn Motel. So there will be replicas, as I mentioned, because they're in the grid overlay, and that project was developed using the grid. And in contributing buildings that will go to PRS. So keep an eye out for that. Policy and planning wise, we do have PDSD does have a code cleanup underway right now, and we have a presentation later on in the meeting with my colleague Carver Struve. So I'll hold on to that information for that presentation and hand it over to Johnny to talk about a couple more things.
Ken, before I get started, do you have a question?
It was for Desiree, but I can wait till you finish. That's fine.
Why don't you just go ahead right now?
Yeah, go ahead, Ken. I'm sorry I didn't see you because I was making a note.
Desiree, do we have any update of Mr. Osoran's concerns about the Depot Plaza areas?
Yes, so I don't have any updates because that's kind of at the city manager level and our city attorney level right now. So I can't really comment on that project because I don't have any more information.
That's been quite a while. It's still maybe another month or we don't know.
I don't know. And at this point, there's been no actual application. So there's no formal project that's been applied for. They're just, you know, at the pre-application stage.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for asking, though.
Go ahead, howdy y'all. Johnny Knightenweiser with Historic Preservation Office. I've been coordinating with Parks and Recreation and Tucson Presidio Museum to conduct a hands-on Adobe preservation activity at Fort Lowday this coming March at the hospital. And we're still in the planning phases, but I have secured delivery of dirt to make Adobe mud, and the plan right now is to address some basal coving and to apply some sacrificial mud caps. And this is a really volunteer-friendly activity. It's kind of like playing with mud. And my colleague, Chris Schrager, who works at the Forest Service, will be helping me out. And he's a professional archaeologist and mason and has like a wealth of knowledge about Adobe preservation. He's done work at Kentucky Camp, Brown Canyon Ranch, Chumacockery, Valley of the Moon, Camp Rucker, Terranate, Alto Post Office, and almost, you know, any Adobe structure in Southern Arizona that's on, you know, public land, he's probably done some work on. And we will be presenting this to the Fort Lowell Historic Advisory Board later this month, but just kind of wanted to get give you a heads up that this will be coming up. And Terry?
Oh, yeah. Johnny, so are you saying this is a volunteer event that people can join to do, or you're just...
Yes. And, like, of course, you know, like, there are going to be, like, you know, limitations just based on, like, kind of the amount of space that we have in order to, you know, but yes. And Chris has done a lot of volunteer events related to Adobe preservation, and so I feel comfortable, like, that we can do this while following Secretary of Interior standards.
I'm sure you can, and I just, for the commission's knowledge, I worked with Chris on numerous projects. We were the contractor overseeing the restoration or the rehabilitation of Empire Ranch for over a decade, so I know Chris really well. I wanted to mention, stay in touch with us about, you know, if we're going to advertise the event, because Carla or Tracy will, if commissioners are invited, we have to do a special notice saying that there could be a quorum of commissioners, but no commissioners will be meeting on any topics. Is that correct, Carla?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so just keep us, you know, and if it's not, you know, if there's a limit in the number of people, and just stay in touch about it. So, and what was the date of that event again? I'm sorry.
March 28th.
March 28th. Okay. Thank you. We just have to keep all the, you know, I's dotted and T's crossed and so forth. So, okay. Anything else for you, Johnny?
Nope, that's it.
No. Any questions for Johnny or Desiree? Great. I don't see any hands, but okay. Thank you. Item 7B is Pima County Cultural Resources and Historic Preservation Office. We have Ian and Courtney. Ian, did I get your name correct on there for your office?
Yep, it's correct. Thank you.
Thank you. Yay. I'll keep patrolling that. Thank you.
All right. We got a couple of things to update on. The very exciting that the Cultural Resource Preservation Analyst position, the first of the two positions, is live on the street right now. It posted last Friday. We would love and appreciate if you would circulate that in kind of your communities, trying to get it out far and wide. So really excited. That is the position that will work under Courtney, who is the first of four professional positions that are primarily field driven for our conservation lands in terms of our stewardship responsibilities. Really excited about that. And then the compliance manager position is going to be posting likely next Friday, and that's going to be the senior level position that would be overseeing the compliance arm of our department. So really excited about those two positions and getting those out. Sonoran Desert Conservation Plan 25th is still in the planning phase of the planning, we'll call it, and there's a meeting next week to kick that off. That is being really run at the highest level by Supervisor Cano, involving a lot of the dignitaries that were part of the original SDCP creation and implementation. And so I'll have more to update of substance in March on that, as to how we are going to be celebrating that and leveraging different opportunities throughout Tucson and throughout Pima County in general. Balancing it in the rural, looking at Ajo, Aravaca, Empire Ranch, Vail, with also urban settings as well. So more to come on that in March. I will be attending the TICCRAC conference in March. I'm really excited about that. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough funding and availability for all three of us to go, but that is really exciting that we're going to be down at Chimacocory Canoa Ranch. And so the TICCRAC conference is happening third week of March. We have our CLR advisory board that has now established, and they are starting their study sessions for our strategic plan, the advisory board strategic plan later this month. Those meetings are open to the public. So if you guys are interested in that, highly recommend you tuning in. The two of our divisions are going to be presenting this month, and then two of our divisions are going to be presenting next month. Specifically for you, our office is presenting at the advisory board meeting in March, so you guys can tune into that. Kelly Ranch, as you know, this was a property, McAdams Ranch, that we that the county acquired last year. We have now really started to kind of do some earnest planning on it. And internal discussions, we have reached out to Postermere to McDonald and are planning to meet with them in the beginning of March for a field visit and then a scoping session to really create not only a stabilization plan, but an adaptive reuse plan. Think of it as a master plan, except we're not going through that kind of full public process. Obviously, this commission, we would bring anything back to you guys, but really, really excited about this and have a lot of support from our elected officials, as well as our congressional delegation in D.C. who have shown an interest, and I'll talk about that and just want more about that in just 1 second. Mission Garden nomination is with the Keeper of the National Register, so we're really excited to get that property listed. Unfortunately, we just heard from SHPO that the new reviewer that Arizona has sent back like 4 out of the 5 nominations they've just received, so we're fingers crossed that this one gets over the finish line, but we will we'll see. If you remember, I presented on our tribal consultation policy initiative. We have taken that to the next level. We presented to the 4 Southern tribes in January. As you can imagine, it was very well received. And now we've taken one more step, and we have formally sent out invitations to 16 federally recognized tribes in a government-to-government consultation fashion to meet one-on-one with them to begin to identify what this policy should look like, the considerations that should go in this policy. And right now we have Supervisor Allen, who is our chair, who is a strong champion of this policy. So very excited about this and getting the wheels off the ground, and I'll continue to update you on that as we move forward. The Middle Mile PA, which is that National Telecommunications Infrastructure Administration grant that the county has for 136 miles of new broadband, that PA is out for signature right now and will be executed, I think, no later than next week is what I've been told. And so then we'll be moving into the inventory and then the HPTP for that. And then Preservation Advocacy Week in Washington, D.C. is occurring the first week of March. At this point, the Arizona delegation is myself, Catherine Leonard, and Raylan Williams from Gila River Indian Community. We have meetings with Senator Gallego, Senator Kelly, and Congresswoman Grijalva, and we're going to be talking about funding. We're going to be talking about congressionally delegated spending. Specifically, we have a project in Pima County that we're thinking of, and Kelly Ranch actually has sparked a lot of interest as a potential candidate for next year. And then mainly we're going to be talking about the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation's new initiative to review and open up review of 36 CFR 800 and the potential good and bad that come with that. So I will have more for you in March on that as well. That's it on my list. Courtney, do you have anything?
Yeah, sure. I can provide a quick update. Currently, I have several compliance projects, some of which intersect with the city of Tucson. So I've had the opportunity to work with Johnny, the archaeologist from the city of Tucson. And those seem to be going pretty well. And I also have several preservation projects. One of the many conservation properties that we manage is the Sienega Creek Natural Preserve. And as you may know, that was established as the Sienega Creek Natural Preserve by the Board of Supervisors in 1986. It is owned and managed by Pima County's Regional Flood Control District. And the district does have staff on the ground. And we've also had the site steward program intensively involved in monitoring the over 100 ancestral Native American, including historic era cultural resources along this stretch of 12 miles of the lower reaches of Cienega Creek. It's a very sensitive area, and over the last couple months, we've been noticing more foot traffic. This time of year is the time of year when people are out. Also, because of the gem show, we've been noticing metal detecting. We've put up wildlife cameras, and that's where we got that information from. Site stewards have noticed some evidence of pot hunting, possibly looting, some looter holes. And so that is currently being investigated by law enforcement. But we, under the Cienega Corridor Management Plan, we are also working on several strategies to help protect and preserve sites. So we are looking at social trails and putting up additional wildlife friendly fencing and gates on dirt roads that don't need to be used by the public. We're looking at different access routes along the railroad and from properties that aren't owned by Pima County. And looking at, we've already put in an order for extra signage that state the Arizona statutes as well as penalties for disturbing cultural resources. And we're placing them in special areas so that they would not be seen by the public along the Arizona Trail, but would be seen if you happen upon an ancestral Native American site. We are looking into various strategies, including more wildlife cameras and increased site steward involvement. And we welcome, you know, working with the commission on any other ideas that that you may have as we go through this. It's an ongoing project for us. I'm not sure if you have any questions at this time about this, but
we had a question from Ken, and we'll start with that.
Okay.
Hi. I just have a question for Ian. Was there any update on the Atkins property?
There was a meeting set where the county administration and city administration, along with Desiree and I, were supposed to meet. Unfortunately, our deputy county administrator was unable to make it due to an emergency. So there was a meeting, but we've continued it and have to set up another meeting in early March. So no update at this point.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Great. Thanks. Is there any, are there any questions for Courtney? Looking quickly here, I don't see anyone. Thank you very much, both of you, for your updates.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, item 7C is City of South Tucson. I don't see Joshua Lacia here. Carlos, would you, do you have an update for us on South Tucson?
I met with Josue last month, and I don't have anything new. We're still trying to isolate or identify someone that could give that report, and then we're also trying to someone who could, you know, replace me on the commission when I term out, and so these things all sort of coincide, and so we're working on that. Okay,
thank you. And Carlos, coordinate with me on your expiration date, because I don't think it's for a while.
Right, but I just think way ahead on these things.
I know you do.
And they have elections coming up this year, and things could change. And so this is, there's a lot that kind of goes into this. But thanks for your concern.
We appreciate your forward thinking.
Okay.
Item D is Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility. Is Lydia here for her report?
Lydia is not here today, but she did let me know ahead of time that she wasn't going to be able to attend and asked if I could provide an update that
thank you,
on their behalf. Yes. So James Castaneda, project manager for DTM, provided an update on a bike boulevard project. So this project includes improvements for two bike boulevards, Sawara about 4.9 miles and Copper Flower 5.9 miles, with traffic calming and intersection enhancements to create low-stress bicycle facilities. This project includes federal funding, RTAG, and the project team will follow the appropriate steps to ensure that cultural and environmental reviews are completed in compliance with federal and ADOT requirements. The project is currently at the 60% design phase, with final design anticipated by the end of April and construction to follow in August, or July and August. And she said if you all had any questions, we can send them her way.
Yeah, thank you, Desiree. Anyone have any questions on transportation update? Okay, if not, again, I appreciate that she contacted you, Desiree, and please thank her for us. Item 8 is TPCHC Subcommittee, Other Committee, Council, Commission, Status Reports. 8A is Plans
Risk. Terry, they spelled your name correctly. And,
yay.